Big thanks to Polly Hu for dropping this link in the last video I uploaded entitled Staten Island Shoppers Gang Up on Unmasked Woman. If you haven't seen that, I'll leave the link in the description. This is a classic example of old school mockery activism where you openly deride the mainstream narrative and those who blindly follow that narrative through partial compliance, as noted by the obviously medical grade CDC compliant mask. The result may not be effective because you end up looking crazy in the eyes of the Kool-Aid drinkers, but it definitely resonates with everybody who's looking at things through non-Operation Mockingbird influenced eyes, not to mention that it provides some comic relief, especially with the toilet paper necklace, to those who can see through all this regulatory totalitarian nonsense that's going on in the name of keeping the sheep safe, as the international bankers continue to bulldoze business owners off the economic cliff onto the jagged rocks of bankruptcy, while they continue buying up real assets with freshly printed Congress-approved funny money, which in turn will have a detrimental effect on the dollar, leading, of course, to the issuance of a one-world digital currency. Anybody with eyes can see that's what's really going on. I don't know this guy's name or where the original video comes from. If you guys find out, shoot me a link and I'll modify the description and the pinned comment to give him the credit he definitely deserves. Without further ado, welcome to Bahamart Insanity.
Going on now, some lady's got a clipboard off that she's got to write down the incident. I'm not going to continue putting up with this type of stuff. This is going to be the last time I shop at Walmart, apparently. I mean, they better call somebody that knows somebody that knew something. So it's amazing what's going on, people. What's the problem going on?
You're not supposed to pull your stuff up till they actually walk away.
Who's they?
The lady in front of you.
And they're just trying to keep everyone social distancing.
Who's they? Who? What?
We're just trying to keep everyone social distancing, so we're asking that customers wait till the previous customers paid and left.
We all know it's a big crock of lies, all right?
We just have to follow
protocol and the government's agenda, and basically it's a propaganda routine, you know?
I'm not going to argue.
I get it, and I'm going to continue to resist, and I'm just done shopping here after this. How much money do I owe?
$22.54.
All right. And if you guys are going along with it, it's going to destroy the American country. Do you not realize this? Bah! Is my food over there?
Nope, it's in your cart.
All right, good deal. You guys have a great day.
You too.
I will.
Okay.
Bah!
Go ahead and...
Bah! Am I trespassed?
No.
Get a document out and trespass me then.
I'm not
going to
trespass
you. Bah! See what's going on in our America? It's ridiculous. It's gotta stop. Be the resistance. Be the resistance. Don't put up with it.
Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Google Thought Police in the comments section below. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. If you want to support more content like this, grab one of these hard-hitting conversation-starting shirts from the store. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.
deaf and dumb thespians take the silent stages with their cobweb throats. They can't sing any notes, so the audience begins dispersing. The actors get pissed, they start cursing. They're tired of rehearsing. They're ready to do the damn show. They're ready to go. You know what I mean? Fuck the quarantine. Fuck COVID-19. Fuck a fucking vaccine. Social engineering at the center stage. About to go full circle when we turn the page. Miss Deborah Birx, you old bitch, putting COVIDs on obits and certificates. It's ridiculous. We should be enraged and irate at our newfound fate and change the current state of mind controls. As Mr. Gates pulls the levers of power from his ivory tower, he is a Zionist, a mad scientist. With unlimited funds, we need to run or we need to get some more guns. And we need to do that shit while it's possible. Cause pretty soon, I swear, it's not gonna be optional. Are you hearing me? The wealthy be stealthy, ushering in this tyranny. I don't want a mask, give me an Uzi.